Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We are about to go over our NBA free agency game, which I'm very excited about. Very excited about. I got even more excited because, man, they got a topic on First Take today.
Oh,
do they got a topic on First Take? Hey, you know what? People talk about this First Take. They like to bury it. They say Stephen A. Smith couldn't be president.
Aren't
I'm not
you
here to
one
say
of them? Aren't okay. you one of them?
That said he couldn't be president? I said I'd hear him out.
No.
Really?
That you bash First Take at times.
I don't think so.
That's why you're a
I'm a fan of First Take. I don't think I bash First Take.
You're a pitch.
You're a First Take.
When do I bash First Take, Jay Fick?
Why did you go high pitch Eric on
it? I don't think I do bash First Take. I'm a fan of First Take. I've been a fan of First Take.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
There's other people. You know the people I don't like.
Or
think it's a, you know, like this guy up
we
here.
We like or dislike the totally different people. Right?
You know?
Because you like Skip Bayless.
Ooh.
That's true.
Yeah, it's hard time seeing Skip Bayless. I got to be honest with you. I feel sad for him.
What is he doing nowadays?
He's doing YouTube bits. You ever see those bits of like, you know, doctor tries to convince anti-vaxxers vaccines are good and they have to talk to like 25 people at a round table?
Yeah.
He did that with like sports fans.
Oof.
And apparently one guy cooked him on LeBron versus Jordan. You know, I'm just like, look, the former GOAT, he has fallen so far. He has to do TikTok bits.
I don't think he was ever the GOAT. Right? I think people enjoyed seeing the back and forth with him, with Stephen A. and Skip.
Right? Mario says, you've always hated ESPN, bro. I hate Get Up. I really dislike that show.
You do.
That, to me, is the worst show on television.
You do hate
respectfully.
Hmm.
Wait, can I say respectfully after that?
I don't think so.
I know.
Truly, to me, Get Up is the worst.
No offense.
It's the worst sports show on television, and by far the worst show on ESPN.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What? Greeny, Tannenbaum.
Hmm.
Ugh.
Well, is it bad because it's bad, or is it bad because it's guys that you don't like on it?
Did I not describe, ugh? Did that not come across clearly?
Mm.
That's how I feel.
No, but you didn't tell me, is it because of the guys doing it, or just the show?
Yes.
Correct.
Exactly.
All of the above?
I love how he had to look at Mark. I was like, what does that mean?
Like, you see how he, you know what he does? Classic tactic by old Tobes.
Yes.
Because he always leaves a little escape hatch in case they say something he likes that he likes, and then he can just. I didn't totally dismiss him.
Well, listen, you dismissed Slick Rick yesterday, and look where we're at.
Slick Rick.
Exactly.
I mean, but come on.
Problem?
Slick Rick Scoops.
What do you want me to do, dude? This is the day and age that
we're at. Can I just tell you, if somebody called right now and said, I got big news regarding the Dolphins. What's your name? Slick Rick Scoop. Are you picking up the phone?
100%.
Oh, I would.
I need to listen to what he has to say.
Come on.
This guy would. The remember confidence. Drew Starr? Oh, my God. Why do I know who Drew Starr is?
Drew Starr is a Heat legend, and I will not have you besmirch his name, you bastard.
You like underground sources.
It's not underground. First of all, they're different.
So Drew's, you basically, you know what? Like, instead of going to Apple and getting music or whatever, you're buying like
on LimeWire.
They're different things.
You're on LimeWire.
You're buying mixtapes that are at the gas station.
Drew Starr will every once in a while have me fooled by having me think that Kawhi Leonard is at an Aventura Chipotle.
Oh,
that's it. Why are you so gullible?
I don't know.
That was a down.
It's a great question. It's a great question. But he also is like a bibliography of trade rumors. Like, if you want like the greatest source of just everything, he's listening to everything. I really don't think he's a real person. I think he's AI.
Wow.
Slick Rick, you know, this is my first time really interacting with Slick Rick. He nailed it. Jalen Ramsey, rats off a ship.
What was his profile picture again?
He said
it was
Timu sources.
It was a bulldog wearing an NFL hat and sunglasses.
Ah. Ooh, Slick Rick Scoops has broken multiple stories before the mainstream guys.
He has. That's why I told you not to dismiss him. But you were like, Slick Rick Scoops. That's how you were. You were dismissive. Which is, you know, I would say your superpower.
Is dismissing.
Yeah, I just think.
Nonsense?
I just think you're dismissive. You're mostly dismissive. Especially when it comes to what I bring you to the table.
No, like, that's not. I'm not. You saying I'm dismissive of you? No, it's not. Wait a minute. Has there not been certain topics that I have called you and asked you about? Like so what? How can I dismiss
like
you? Like the fight game. I always ask you.
You don't always get to use the fight game as your crutch.
What do you mean?
Come on. He asks you for hockey questions.
No. Oh, I don't do that anymore.
Can't do that
That's
anymore.
Not true.
Like, God forbid. Anyway. Ask him. The guy talks like he's a professional hockey guy. Went to the game and blah, blah, blah.
I did go to the game.
Got my notes and blah, and I'll ask him a question. How dare you ask me a hockey question?
Okay, but that scenario. But what happens if it's three guys with a penalty and one guy scores on the short hand? Does the penalty go away or is it
one
a round Robin
away.
Overtime tournament.
That's See, you're a jackass.
It's easy, bro.
You're a jackass just for even, like, you see how he has to exaggerate the questions I ask?
So he doesn't
sound like an idiot?
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the store in Sorrento and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. This is a topic on First Take today. Would the Heat be a better place for Giannis than the Bucks? Hey, that's television. That's good. Wow.
Now all of a sudden you like ESPN.
Because
they pick a topic that...
I don't even know what they said. I look forward to watching it later. But that's a topic. We'll discuss. Of course, we are going to play Red Balloon Free Agency. Coming on up here in just a matter of minutes.
Got to come up with a better name.
What do we call it?
I don't know. Give me a second.
Burst your free agent bubble?
I mean, what is that show called?
Getting warmer.
I thought it was just called Red Balloon Show.
Yeah, it sucks, though.
Hey, I mean, the dude said hi. Bah, 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 bah. Bah, bah, bah. That has, can I just tell you? That's life-altering right there. If I walked in front of a group, first of all, let's be clear. All them women that popped a balloon would have probably got the balloon popped on them, too.
Leroy.
So they should have a little bit more understanding.
Why is that? Why,
of their situation.
Why balloon get popped?
I'm just saying. They weren't supermodels.
Oh.
What makes them not a supermodel?
Yeah, what do you think? What makes them not
supermodels? They just weren't.
I like this. Omar Kelly has a column out now. Everyone associated with the Dolphins is in survival mode. And he starts off, I actually had to look up on the phrase, like rats deserting a sinking ship on Tuesday morning. I've heard it used often, but never understood its origins. How do rats know a ship is sinking? Great question. I mean, where do they go once they abandon the boat? Can rats swim? It's a metaphor that describes people abandoning a failing situation quickly and in large numbers.
Rats off a ship.
That's where we're at right now, dude. We are at, hit the big voice of, where are we at with this with dolphins? Rats off a ship.
Hey, rats, the funniest thing about that is, he's taken a truly simpleton comment that we have on a weekly basis and tried to be intellectual about it. Where are these rats? Where are these rats go?
Omar, so you go.
Rats off a ship.
Driftwood? What do they do?
Do they hop on a dolphin? Is there a whole bunch of rats with dolphins uniforms just floating in the ocean?
I think the rats are looking for a dolphin to swim on.
Hold on, like, Ralph. Who's the guy who said he was on a boat floated for 20 hours?
Was it Rob Conrad?
Rob Conrad floated at bay for 20 hours.
Right. Yeah. So that's what they do? Mm. Do they do the Rob Conrad?
Well, if you're a dolphin and your rat's off a ship, it's no problem because Tool will probably be passing by in a yacht and pick you up.
Oh, no, but if... Now, question, do the dolphins eat the rats that are rats off a ship? Because they look like appetizers floating in the water.
Do dolphins eat rats? It's interesting.
That's disgusting. I hope they don't.
Why not? I mean, I got a dog who tries to eat everything with eyes in the backyard.
Yeesh.
Dogs eat anything, really.
Omar says, the latest is Jalen Ramsey forcing his way out of the Dolphins less than a year after strong-arming the Dolphins to sign him to a lofty, lucrative extension, which will pay the cornerback a team and team captain $25.1 million in 2025, which is fully guaranteed. Ramsey is a known in the NFL as a mercenary. He's abandoned two teams, Jacksonville and the Los Angeles Rams, before privately lobbying for what Tyreek Hill publicly requested at the end of Miami's 8-9 season. It appears that he will get his wish because the only reason the divorce becomes public on the day Chris Greer is scheduled to address the media for the first time this offseason began. Instead of talking about the upcoming draft class and the team's fiscally conscious approach to free agency, or better yet, how he plans to save his job, Greer is now forced to address Ramsey's plotted departure. I've heard about Ramsey's desire to jump ship for weeks, and there's been internet speculation about the impending trade since this past weekend. Clearly, the leak of the mutual parting of ways, which is how it's being sold, is either the Dolphins trying to improve the offers they are getting for the 7-time Pro Bowler. They gave up a 3rd-round pick and tight end Hunter Long. Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. Or Ramsey's camp making sure the world knows that his time in Miami has concluded. Rats off a ship. There's Ramsey with his little snorkel.
Rats off a ship.
Oh, man. What a time, everybody. Let's get to some cat talk here, which is brought to us by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. The Panthers, they lost to the Rangers 5-3. They wrap up the regular season tonight against the Tampa Bay Lightning. 7:30 is your puck drop from Tampa. And so Panthers preview gets going at 7 o'clock on WQAM. All right, when we come back, very exciting. Giannis buzz, Kevin Durant buzz, 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 baby. It's bee season. I don't know what that means. Anyway, we'll get into that coming up next.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, on YouTube, and on Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM. Let us get to what we have been excited about. We are stealing the red balloon game because NBA free agency is upon us before you know it. And the Heat, they lose tomorrow. Offseason's here. And we already got fodder aplenty. Fodder aplenty is out there.
Wait, but here's what I hate.
Trust
about
me with these.
Here's what I hate about this time of year.
What's up?
And you.
Okay.
This time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody on planet Earth that says something you like, you run with it. Mm-hmm. You might not even like that person. Mm. Then all of a sudden, he says something that you would like?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's your bud. He's your pal.
Sometimes you got to see the other side of people, you know?
Mm.
It's crazy. So anyway, Leroy, since you don't like that, I'm putting some of the control into your hands today.
Wow. Okay.
Because we have a game show host, all right? Frog Hopper.
Yeah.
Is joining us here. And he is going to host a game show.
Thank you.
Free agent red balloon game. You have a bevy of red balloons in front of you. We have pins for said balloons.
Ah!
Boom. And now you have just realized if you don't like a red
I wasn't ready.
If you don't like a free agent that he brings up to you.
Can I just say this?
I'm scared.
I was moving the balloon while holding the pin.
Smart.
I didn't realize until I'm like, oh crap, I let the pin go and it's stuck in my leg.
So
we can't do nothing when I hurt
Frog
somebody.
Boy is going to bring up a free agent.
Yes.
You could give your initial reaction to popping it, or he's going to continue to give some qualifications of said free agent.
Yep.
And as long as it goes through, you like the free agent, leave your balloon. If anything turns you off, pop that balloon.
Okay.
Do you get the game? I think it's easy enough.
Is it one balloon per person?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, we're just going to rotate?
Yes. But if you keep your balloon, let's just say ex-free agent. Like Tyler, if we mentioned Tyler Hero for some reason. If we were doing this in, if we were doing this in New Orleans, you could not pop your balloon and then just hold on to that balloon for the next one, J-Fig.
Wow, this popped violently.
Yes, it did. By the way, you doubted my balloon blowing skills.
Oh, did really well.
Looks like a party.
Let me tell you something. Old Chicken Lips blew those things up like
how?
It was nothing.
Why do you gotta do your friend like that? So dirty. What?
All right, let's all grab one.
Hey, put
grab
it this
a
way.
Balloon in yeah. front of you.
Grab with a balloon.
Those, don't pop it.
With those lips, he's not cooling off a lot of soup.
He continues.
All righty. Jesus Christ.
That's what they call
cool
soup.
Cool off soup. I have air that comes out of them.
Soup coolers.
I feel like it.
All right. What do you have for us, Frog Barker? What do you have for us here today?
All right.
For our first free agent.
Welcome on in to Red Balloon Free Agent. So, because this is a radio medium as well, I will also be playing, instead of just saying their name, I'll be playing a highlight for you to identify our lucky bachelor.
All righty.
Let us start off with contestant number one.
I'm actually kind of scared. Good pass.
That was worth the price of it. That is our own.
Do you have any highlights where they actually say the name of the person?
No, that's the only one that doesn't. It's hard. I would like you guys to meet Zion Williamson.
Oh,
yeah!
Oh, okay.
I don't like this game.
Already?
I'm not signing injured players.
Wow.
I don't know.
Like, the thing that has plagued this team for the last couple years is injuries to players. I want somebody who plays.
Let me hear him out. JFig hasn't popped a balloon yet. Seems like we got to still keep hearing him out.
I'm actually terrified right now. One thing I don't like is balloon popping.
Listen, you got to be part of the game, Jennifer.
I am.
Okay, well.
I'm so in.
A little bit more.
Sound like Robbie.
What, he's getting balloons?
No, he's all skittish all of a sudden.
All right.
I'm in.
All right, let's hear what he has to say.
The 6'6" NBA sensation with a heart of gold and a slam dunk smile when he's not dominating on the court. He loves to try new foods and spend time with his loved ones. The Louisiana large man is looking for someone who can keep up with his high-flying personality.
Wow.
What kind of man was it?
His sweet tooth. He is a Louisiana large man with a high-flying personality and a sweet tooth. Pros? Insanely athletic. Cons? Victim of the asteroid.
he does have fall victim to that. Didn't he just have a stalker?
Yes, he did.
Was that the girl that tattooed her face?
No, that wasn't real.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't real.
All right.
Another pro.
The stalker, real.
He could potentially add more rebounding and presence in the paint. Con, he may not play ever. Literally ever.
Ever?
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 He may not play.
Ever?
Did he play like 70 games a year ago?
Ever?
Yes.
But he did miss the playoffs.
The most games he's played in 3 years put together.
Jennifer, you got to pop if you feel like you don't want Zion. You can't be scared of popping it. You got to be a grown-up.
You know, we talked about the balloon game for about a week and a half. You should have mentioned you were
terrified of this.
I did, and you guys thought it was weird.
It is weird. So pop the balloon if you don't want Zion.
Still weird.
I'm going to keep it.
Oh!
Are you really?
Wow.
Wait a minute.
Seems like Zion goes through.
Wait a minute. Let me get
Zion
this
Zion advances.
I was convinced.
They are grown-ass men who are intimidated by this woman.
What? Oh.
Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yet, she's terrified of popping a balloon.
If it was a bird, she'd stab it.
That's not true.
So you won't pop a balloon, but you choke a bird out. Come on.
All right, let's move on to free agent number two there, Frog Barker.
Free agent number two behind.
Grab a new red balloon there, Leroy.
Yeah, pick it on up. Pick it on up.
All right,
let's introduce candidate number two.
Looking for Durant. For the lead.
That is right. That is right indeed. You heard it correctly. That is none other than Kevin Durant.
Wow.
That's right. Charming and talented NBA superstar with a heart of gold. This Olympic gold medalist and NBA champion is looking for someone who can keep up with his adventurous spirit and multiple personalities. Pro? One of the best basketball players of all time.
True.
Con?
A little long in the tooth.
Pro?
Hmm?
Cost efficient. Doesn't even get his hair cut during the season. Con? Doesn't get his hair cut during the season.
He is a grumpy old man.
Yes.
But that being said, Spo and the Heat would love him because he's all about basketball.
Mm. Mutual interest, reportedly, from Shams saying yesterday.
That's another
mutual interest.
Look at that.
All right,
I'm good with that.
All you're good with Kevin Durant
because it's going to be understood. It's only going to be a year or two. Okay. Understood.
Oh, Jennifer, Kevin Durant.
Balloon is still
all right.
Balloon's still there.
Kevin Durant seems to go through. Yeah. Okay. All right. What about number three, Frog Barker?
Behind door number three.
Oh, you gotta have your. By the way, you gotta have your balloon on camera, dude. Like, can you be a showman and a grown up?
I put it on camera.
Be a showman. No, it's not. Like,
just I put it on camera when it's 5 feet off camera.
When I popped it.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, can you zoom out from your camera a little bit?
Now you have too many requests.
Yeah, no. Like, what the hell?
All right.
Says somebody who's scared of damn balloon is telling me.
You better be able to do the bit.
I will. Okay. Don't
make me get Matt Rife in here.
Whoa! Contestant number?
It's going to anger her a little bit.
Yeah, that was good.
All right.
Another one.
Wow.
Give us number three, Frog Barker.
Let's open up door number three.
Blocks at five.
Wow, LaMelo Ball! Whoa!
I don't want to do it.
Oh my, three pops!
Not a real basketball player.
He's hurt.
Not a real basketball player.
He's hurt more than Zion.
He's a Ferris wheel in basketball shoes. He doesn't get to play. He doesn't play real basketball.
Ferris wheel in basketball.
Is. That's a great analogy.
He is. It's like, good. And now LaMelo Ball.
He'd just shoot it.
Shoot behind my head.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm out on LaMelo Ball. See you next one.
Yeah, it seems like all three of you guys were out on him very quickly. That is our first elimination.
Yep.
I want you guys to know that.
Wow.
I eliminated somebody.
Yeah,
completely.
But, like,
unanimous elimination.
Okay, yeah, unanimous elimination. Let's move on to door number four.
And you could see Embiid was in discomfort immediately. That's so painful.
Well, let me just make clear. Who are you bringing up here?
You can notice that this isn't a highlight of any sort of activity of him dunking. This is him getting injured.
And you could see Embiid was in discomfort immediately. That's so painful.
Joel Embiid! Okay. Pop out. Pop.
Bob. You know how tall Joel Embiid is? 5'10".
Why's that?
Because he's always sitting. Nah.
Still pretty tall.
He's my height. He's my height.
Well,
sitting down.
She's not 5'10".
You're not 5'10". Yeah, like really, Jennifer?
Pros?
5'10".
He could be the solidifying center that we've always
solidified. You have to play.
Solidifying.
He's not. He's not going to be playing a lot.
Did we not all? Were we not clear by three popped balloons?
No.
And you're still going with
next.
This.
Next.
You guys didn't even consider it.
Next.
All right. Let us move on to door number four.
All right. Door number five.
Five is what I meant.
On its offensive board. Volleyball. Hey.
That is Giannis Antetokounmpo behind door number five. Ooh. I see. Okay. Okay. I see. No.
I'm not popping that.
No balloons have been popped.
You don't pop on Giannis. Not only does he play, but he's dominant.
Well, this is Giannis Antetokounmpo. He is a Greek freak and two-time NBA MVP with a heart of gold, as they all normally
do. You won't have to worry about him.
Let him finish his list.
Dominant force on the court and is looking for someone who can keep up with his high energy personality, love for family and passion, and most importantly, horny.
What?
That is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He is horny.
Pros,
he'll fit right
one
in.
Of the best athletes of this generation. Cons, really horny. And he's only been in Milwaukee. Imagine when he comes to Miami.
Well, that is true, although he seems to only be horny for Mrs. Greek Freak.
Yeah, which is good. That's a good thing.
Which is nice.
As he should.
But I will say, this might be his third first-round exit in 4 years. coach, you know? I mean, like, let's be real about that. Anyhow,
they already fired. They already fired the coach. Well, no, they ain't fired the coach.
No.
That was
Who knows? They fired. They did fire his coach, but then his other coach just got fired again. Now he has Doc Rivers.
Doc,
You got anything to say about this free agent, Doc? You worried about losing him?
Look, in all the years I've been in this business, it is what it is. I'm doing everything I can to get guys, you know, ready for the games. We got guys who aren't healthy. It takes time for these guys to start learn how to work together.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is.
That is Red Balloon. We'll continue on. We have more free agents to get to later on in the program. Well done, Frog Barker.
Yeah, we did it, guys. She's so scared of balloons.
What is it?
I don't like the sound.
I'm Michael J. I'm here to help you beat.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
The whole world. Is that the only thing I do know is what, isn't that from Idlewild?
Yes, it was.
Which wasn't a bad movie.
Nope, pretty good.
Because he really that's when you realize he could really play the piano.
Hmm. Froggy.
Yes, sir.
Ready to mix it on up, dude?
Oh, yes. Sorry, didn't get this.
Whoa.
Yes, ready? I am so totally ready to mix it on up, dude.
He wasn't ready to mix it up.
I was not
he
ready.
He was definitely not ready to mix it up.
Yeah, but watch this, dude. Rabbit out of my hat. If anyone's to blame, it's the sled with this topical. I mean, come on.
What is he doing?
He needs me to put a Jalen Ramsey cut inside the topical, but then now Tua's talking over the cut.
Jalen Ramsey.
I know. Remember that guy? Remember him?
He wants out.
Good times.
He wants out. He's out of here.
Good
get out of here. Chris Greer's going to speak to the media, I think, in about 10 minutes.
Great.
I don't know where we're at with like it being broadcast anywhere.
Like, what do you, out of curiosity, what do you want to hear? Because I think it's unfair to expect to hear too much.
You know what, to be honest, I would like to hear, or not that I want to hear, but I would appreciate, be honest, Bosch, if they were to hear, say, like, hey, we had to really assess where we are as a franchise, and that doesn't line up necessarily with some of the big moves that we made, so we may be, you know, going in a different direction with some things.
I can see that.
If he's doing justification or if he's trying to do poker face, I'm not here for that.
Because right.
It's so obvious what's going on right now.
I mean, even if he were to say, look, we took big porn hacks at this. It didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have to reassess where we are and make decisions accordingly. I'd be happy. That sounds good. That means you're taking responsibility and you're acknowledging what you have to do to move forward.
And it doesn't really change the draft for me because, like, I still don't think the Dolphins should necessarily even reach for a cornerback because I still think the most important thing for them is
interior lineman.
Interior lineman. Go get some fat guys.
But again, is it the thinking in general of how he does things that's the problem or just the decisions that he made in those given moments, because he is the only GM that I've, or coach, the two of them, that I've ever heard that don't build from inside out. So how do we, you know?
So what do you got in the mix bag here, Marcos?
This show has been getting too soft.
What?
We need to toughen it up.
Boof.
That means it's time to hear from Mario Cristobal.
Yeah,
tough.
Tough.
We talked about the Tennessee quarterback whose last name shall remain nameless because we don't know if it's an I, it's an L, or whatever the case it may be.
Yama Liama. God bless you. Now, Liava.
Liava.
We're doing it again.
Iyama Liava.
Is that...
Leroy, you literally said something a couple, like a minute ago that was wrong.
Yeah,
what? What did I say was wrong?
Marcos?
You know what you said.
No.
What did he say? Mario Cristobal says, look, if you want to hold out, you can get out of here, dude.
And I guess we'll never hear
the program. You make the decisions that are best for the program. You know, again, we mentioned the other day, I told you, everybody's in the portal, and the portal is always open. Okay? You didn't want to believe me. It's always open, and everybody's in it. So it all depends on what you're willing to accept, where you got to draw the line in your program, you know? And you got to realize something. Once you allow that to happen and you agree to it, we'll prepare for a line of 80 guys doing the same thing. So we're not going to do that at Miami. And I say that without any hesitation. You know, if anyone's thinking that, and they could be the best player in the world, if they want to play holdout, they might as well play get out. We don't want to do that. We don't want Miami to become that. Too many guys have sweated, bled, have laid on the line on that field to ever become that kind of a program. So I hope that answers your question.
Tough. He got blamed today, by the way. Ryan Clark went on a jet up today, and he said that this Iyam Liava, this is Mario Cristobal's fault because he paid Carson Beck too much money.
I mean, Mario Cristobal didn't pay him the money, but
see, and that's the crazy thing about this NIL.
Mm-hmm.
The university has nothing to do with it, simply because then it would be salary and it'd be a contract. So
it's also not like it's a stupid premonition, because like whoever paid him for the Canes to come down here, Carson Beck, one, like, his credentials are his credentials. No. And second of all, what is that one thing? Like, if you didn't get a better deal with your school and you agreed to that deal and they give a deal to somebody else, welcome to free agency, my dude. Like, that's how it works. If you're the wide receiver who gets paid the year beforehand, Ja'Marr Chase is going to get paid more than you. Like,
right.
Yeah. It's going to happen literally all the time in sports. Is usually the next year, someone's going to get paid a lot more money, even if you think you're better than them a little bit.
I would say... they wanted a quarterback, and they went out and got the best available one at that time. Not necessarily the best quarterback, but I would say, like, I don't know what to expect. I really don't, because they didn't even hesitate. Georgia didn't hesitate. Okay, see ya.
They probably got something on the bench.
I guess.
And we know what we had on the bench. That's why we didn't hesitate. I am, however, looking at the Tennessee quarterback like, oh, man, I wish we could have waited a little bit. Maybe we could have got this guy. But we'll see.
I guess. I mean, people are saying, though, like, it's not even like... like, it's not like you're getting... I know they made the playoff last year, but first of all, a lot more teams made the playoffs, and a lot of people are saying, like, yeah, he's not, like, the greatest thing since Slice Brady. Wasn't great in the elite game, so...
Right.
I don't know. I think that's where you probably... Now, if this was a Cam Ward situation and Cam Ward wanted more money if he was coming back for next year, yeah, there are going to be times where I'm sure coaches are going to be left with a conundrum. But welcome to pro sports, everybody. It's not... It's, you know, we play the blender bowl. We play the lawnmower bowl. Like, it's all a commercial. So, like, let's stop clutching our pearls about this stuff. You guys were doing it in the shadows anyway.
Yeah. True.
Now it's just all out for everybody. Yeah, it's a little bit more of a Wild West, but is it more of a Wild West than it was happening in secret and we were acting like it was cheating?
I'll tell you one thing. The market is the market.
Yep. Oof.
I don't know. This has a...
feels like the... feels
can
like
I just say this? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this, oof, and I hope it's not true.
Yep.
This has the makings of a Daniel Jones situation.
Oof.
Just overpaying for a guy that might not be... I don't know this.
But yeah, but again, what was their other option? Their other option is freshman and Emory Williams.
Hurt.
Who?
Beck.
Yeah, but I'm saying for the Kane situation, their other QB choices are
there are other two
you either
choices
going
or
a true freshman, which I don't feel like anybody goes to them anymore.
Nope.
And Emery Williams is coming off of an injury. And also, like, yeah, he's a backup. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Now, showed guts. Hey, show guts. Tough.
Guts, no, listen.
Tough.
Guts don't win. Talent wins.
Tough.
I'd rather people tell me I'm good than I'm tough.
What else you got?
Unfortunately.
We don't need Michael Chandler at quarterback.
Right, exactly.
What do you? What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
We got to hear from Mock Rivers last segment for a little bit. Here's a little bit more from him on the status of Damian Lillard.
Sure, honestly, I know. I'm assuming he has another test early this week, midweek. But I honestly don't know how it's. I know it's going well. It's progressing well, but I honestly don't know from there where it goes.
Well, it is official. He is going to miss the start of the playoffs, according to Shams Charania today. And I don't think Damian Lillard's coming back. I don't
like ever,
or no, like, this year. Like okay. Usually, when you do this, is like it takes six months.
For sure.
Then why do they drag us on?
I think I don't know because I mean, look, the Chris Bosh thing was 10 years ago. Maybe there is better medicine, technology, how they monitor it. I'm not sure.
Not necessarily.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't tell you for sure, JV. I'm just telling you, like, they're not ruling him out. So that's a Dame thing. I'm sure Dame is looking for every means and measure to get it done. You know, but
it's a very dangerous game to play.
It is. No doubt about that.
If it's taken everybody before now 6 months, then why can't we make the assumption that he's done?
I think you can. He may be looking for a nine opinion.
I thought he was done for a season at least.
Right.
I think it was different. Like the Wemby thing when it happened, it was obviously like, hey, they're not going anywhere this year anyway. Let's take care of his health. The Bucks obviously have a lot to play for. And, you know, Damian Lillard, I think he doesn't want to be out on the playoffs. So I think you're probably right. He is, but he's probably seeing nine different doctors. Chris Bosh did this too, by the way.
Right.
When this happened, like Chris Bosh was looking for nine different. He's looking for anybody to tell him yes. It doesn't even mean the team will say yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we gotta wait on that. But he is. But he's going to miss the start of the playoffs, according to Shams today, at least. So that's that. Take a break. Final hour of the show coming on up. Chris Greer expected to speak to the media this hour. We'll follow that along on Twitter and see what he has to say. Answer for your crimes! Back after this.